from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Before we get to this Eagles story, how legendary would it be if Jim Harbaugh was just the one guy who stood up and said, yep, we cheated our ass off.
Be amazing.
Connor Stallions, illegal recruiting during COVID. F all of you, we won the title. I'm headed to the Chargers to cheat there too.
Happy to be coaching, guys.
What a legend.
It fascinates me when people are caught red-handed and yet they're still like, no.
Well, he sort of has to.
I guess.
Doesn't he have to lie because he lied to the investigators originally?
Yeah, but he's already gone now, so.
Can't he just say, I'm not going to comment on any of that?
Yeah.
And not yeah. go full denial?
And that's my Lance Armstrong thing. I don't care that you cheated, and I don't even care that you won't own up to it, whatever. But when you do this, you're just like so offended that someone is insinuating.
A lot of milk.
That you cheated when they have all the evidence in the world that you cheated. And that's, I call it the Lance Armstrong defense, because people knew what Lance Armstrong was doing. It was like, hey, we know this. And Lance would come out and try to ruin them. He would try to specifically ruin careers, ruin reputations. And then he came in afterwards. It was like, my bad. There's one thing I can at least say this about Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds always does the, you clean out your own closet before you come after me. And he just says, I'm not going to talk about that. I can at least respect that, because he's saying, yeah, you got me, but I'm not going to talk about it. As opposed to, you guys are all lying. None of this is true. I'm the only one telling the truth. All this evidence is BS. And that's the Jim Harbaugh thing. And that's what pisses me off.
Space Force.
I could care less of what you did. And if you don't want to own it, just don't talk about it. But don't come out here and try to tell me that I don't apologize for anything because I've done nothing wrong. Get bent.
Well, and his lawyer has as much pee and vinegar as he does.
Oh, yeah, his lawyer.
He actually goes on the offense. He says, the way I see it, from Coach Harbaugh's perspective, today's COI decision is like being in college and getting a letter from your high school saying you've been suspended because you didn't sign the yearbook. If I were in Coach Harbaugh's shoes and had an $80 million contract as a head coach of the Chargers, I wouldn't pay any attention to the findings of a kangaroo court which claims to represent the principles of the nation's most flagrant repeat violator of the federal antitrust laws.
Wow.
Right?
That's blowtorch stuff.
Yeah. Just went right after him.
He's not wrong.
Well, no, but at the same time,
but he's kind of deflecting a little.
There was rules.
Yeah.
You clearly broke them.
Very blatantly.
It got Herm Edwards fired. Like, this was actually kind of a big deal. They've got you dead to rights, and you're like, no, didn't do it. Not me. Jim Harbaugh sucks. That guy is a tool. He is. He's a hell of a coach, but that guy is a grade A tool bag.
They like to drink their haterade and eat their hater tots.
That's right. Keep eating your hater tots. He's got that ring.
Yeah, he does. And he's a hell of a coach. That guy wins wherever he goes.
Did we bury the lead here? He ordered a cheeseburger for breakfast.
Cheeseburger, bacon cheeseburger for breakfast.
And that was the problem? Because this was during, so it was the COVID, no contact time.
This was just one of the ways that they got him, because they've got, like, people.
And he was with a kid.
Yeah.
And he was buying him lunch. Yeah. He said he didn't buy him lunch. He did. There are receipts that show that he did. Yeah. I mean, recruiting violations for COVID rules and other improprieties.
Yeah, so everyone's like, well, he bought a cheeseburger. It's not about the cheeseburger. The fact is you weren't allowed to host kids.
You just blatantly ignored the rules.
During COVID.
Well,
football, everything shut down because of COVID. And there were a few coaches that were like, yeah.
Nah, not for me.
I would keep doing
it. I'm going to get an edge.
Yeah.
It is about the cheeseburger, though, because he ordered it for breakfast.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Apparently Jim Harbaugh. Does that surprise you one bit? If you told me there was one college coach that was going to order a cheeseburger with fries for breakfast, it'd be Jim Harbaugh.
Incredibly on brand for him.
Yeah, it is. It is. All right. On to our next story.
And by the way, no one's stripping anyone of a national title. The NCAA basically said that they're not.
Yeah. Oh, the UW Dogman online forums are basically saying they should be national champs now.
Oh, for God's sakes.
I saw some screenshots on X today.
Yeah, they said that they're not trying to vacate championships.
Well, they can't do that. Even if they did, no one would take it seriously. No, we all know who won the title.
Exactly. And by the way, they won it fair and square. All that cheating stuff was exposed long before that. I'll give Michigan this. Dude, none of that stuff helped this last. You lined up and you punched every meaningful team that you played. Penn State, Ohio State, Oregon, Alabama, and Washington. You played all of your big games after the scandal stuff all went away, and you physically beat everyone up. So, cheating bastards, sure. Douchebaggery, absolutely. Jackass coach, 100%. Biggest bully on the block that beat everyone up, 100%. You're the national champs.
Well, the guy that's going to take the brunt of it is this new coach.
Yeah.
Moore.
Yeah. Who I still think there's a chance he gets fired.
Yeah, he might lose his job over all this.
Yeah.
And Harbaugh is going to laugh.
I apologize. I just love the "I apologize" in his press conference. I apologize for nothing.
Lock cocked, ready to rock.
He is lock cocked and ready to rock. This is also the guy who admits that even his wife and family can't stand to be around him very much. He's just insufferable.
No way.
He's just insufferable.
All right, the Eagles have some infighting. Coach versus quarterback. That story coming out today. We'll tackle that coming up next. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.